from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad you're with us. It is Radio Night Live. It is Thursday night, and that means, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your portfolio out. You need to pull out all your papers, because Professor Imran Ansari is now, he has called the court to order. Judge, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, Kevin. To the bench.
Do you ever foresee yourself sitting in a black robe behind a bench somewhere, just, you know, telling people to pipe down?
Yeah, you know, Kevin, maybe one day. You know, I mean, I'm still in the knock on wood, prime of litigation life right now, but and enjoying the court, enjoying the firm, my colleagues, enjoying speaking on the radio. If I was a judge, I would have some rules about going on media and speaking to you, Kevin, and things like that on the radio. Yeah. I'm enjoying that. And maybe one day, you know, if I want to slow things down and, you know, take the bench, it's definitely something I've thought about, but not now.
I think that you would make a spectacularly good judge, because you are fair, you're full of common sense, and you understand the law, and you understand it from an immigrant's family's perspective, which I think is a unique, your family really understands the gift that America is. Speaking of which, let's go to the Supreme Court to start. There is a faction of people, and I don't think it's coming from the Republicans. I think it is coming from the Democrats' own farmyard of voices, if you will, that are criticizing the opportunity. Well, what they are doing, and one of them is a CNN pundit, Mr. Mehdi Hasan. He's calling for Supreme Court Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor to step down before the election of November 5th. Now, obviously, that's practically on us already. I mean, we're sitting here in April, Imran, May, June, July, August, September, October. We're 5.5 months out until that election goes down. And, you know, this is crunch time.
Yeah.
But they're calling for it to step down. And I'm guessing it's because they want to get a Biden administration to replace the Obama appointee, blah, blah, blah. Right. If and when that happens. But how do you feel about this? I mean, the judges are allowed to serve at their discretion for as long as they wish to for the rest of their life, right?
Yes, yes. And Kevin, I just got to think about poor Justice Sonia Sotomayor sitting there going through her briefs, talking to her colleagues, and suddenly you hear at age 69 that you're being called to retire from the bench, when certainly there's a long history of Supreme Court justices serving well into their 80s and, you know, to their death, right? So yeah. It's a little surprising, but I see the strategy. I just feel a little bad for Sonia Sotomayor, you know.
Well, you know, since when is 69 old? Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, when did 69 get old? I think RBG, I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg was close to 90, if not in her 90s. And I think Judge Scalise was younger, but I think that, did I say that right?
Scalia.
Yeah. Scalise is in the Congress. I'm getting my people mixed up. But Scalia and RGB, they both died, you know, while serving. And 69 just doesn't seem to be. So here's what's going down. These guys are probably afraid that Biden won't win his election, and they don't. They're afraid that she's not going to survive 4 years of Trump, and then he gets that Supreme Court seat or something. I don't quite grasp it. If she was in her 80s or whatever, you might say, I don't know, maybe. But, you know, Biden's going to be 80, or he is 80 or whatever. Like, so since Wynn is 69, that still feels very young to me.
It is. It is. And, you know, I saw Sonia Sotomayor speak at a federal bar council event last year. She seemed totally with it in terms of health and acumen. I do know she's diabetic. I don't know if that's some sort of fear factor, but it is you got to think about the organization sort of pushing this. This is the Progressive People's Parity Project, which is and other Democrats. So if you're talking about a moderate, you know, view of this, you're probably looking at this as something which is nonsensical. In fact, I think the headline was that top Democrats won't join this progressive call for her to step down, which I think is pretty insulting, and just, you know, political and judicial gamesmanship, which is nonsensical.
Well, and I'm not a fan of Sotomayor's kind of jurisprudence thinking. I don't like the way she interprets the Constitution. I don't think she's an originalist. But that's like a philosophical disagreement that I have with her. As far as I can tell on the court, she has conducted herself well as a justice. And, you know, she hasn't been unhealthy. She hasn't had sickness issues. She hasn't, you know, skipped out on things. I mean, there's all kinds of ways of measuring how a justice serves. And I say this statistic all the time and people are like blown away by it. But Scalia and RBG were probably the furthest apart in terms of jurisprudence philosophy that you could get on the court. Yeah. And they still came to an agreement 60 to 65% of the time on cases. So what the way I'm reading this is, this far left group hates the fact that the three Democrats are more moderate in their way of thinking than they would like them to be. And they want her out, and they want somebody that's going to push the envelope. I think they thought they were going to get that with Ketanji Jackson, but she sided with Trump on the recent case that he did well in. And in fact, it was a 9-0 decision. And when Trump was in office, I think his administration had more 9-0 decisions in his favor than all of the combined modern era presidencies. I would say that's like from Nixon on. But no administration had as many 9-0 wins as the Trump team did. And I'm sure that just drives some of these people crazy, because they're like, but they're not staying true to, you know, our progressive ideals.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, because I think, you know, politics aside, no matter who you're appointed by, I believe as a Supreme Court justice, and I'm speaking as a humble attorney, and we spoke about whether, you know, I have judicial aspirations, you know, but right now, if you ascend the ranks to become a Supreme Court justice, I believe you're taking that role and that job so seriously and treasuring it that you're not clouded by the political hullabaloo, and you're looking at the cases the way you're looking at it. Of course, you will lean the way you will lean because they're not robots, right? But I think you're taking it seriously enough that you're going to look at your members of the bench, fellow members of the bench, and try to come to consensus when you can, because it's good for the country, right? It's getting, it's putting law out there which would be palatable for the majority of people living in America, right? You know, so I think you're working together in a way that you may not expect if you're looking from the outside in at the Supreme Court.
Every time I see one of the Democrat appointed justices voting in favor with, you know, the people that are quote on my side, I have an appreciation for that, because I know that they're back in their offices going over this, you know, pretty diligently. And you know, why would you want to go chop off the knees of, you know, one of the shining stars of your side of the court? This seems absurd to me. And it's not just me. Whoopi Goldberg thinks that. So if Whoopi and I are on the same page about something, you know something's goofy there.
Yep.
Anyway, coming right back. He's Imran. I'm Kevin. We got lots more to talk about. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you think about getting up in the morning and wandering to your refrigerator, do you ever have any doubt that there's going to be something in there? I don't. I mean, I'm being candid. God's been really good. My kids, when they wake up, they know that there's going to be some breakfast cereal, some milk. And on Saturdays, Dad's going to make them eggs, sometimes to order, whatever they ask for. It's just what I do. I like to make the scrambled or the fried or whatever they want. I enjoy giving that to them. But I'm also mindful that there are children that woke up this morning that don't have a refrigerator. They don't have a home and they don't have anything to eat. That's the kids that are being reached by Food for the Poor. And this next week, we are going to start feeding them food that will save their lives. I hope you'll join us. Call 855-919-4673 if you'd like to give now.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. Have you been injured in a construction site accident? Have you fallen from a scaffold, ladder, or height while on the work site? If the answer is yes, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. In most cases, the law in New York favors you as the plaintiff if injured in a fall while working on someone else's property. It is important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamens at 212-486-0011, 212-486-0011, or visit us at idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruit and veggies in a capsule. They have an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They've had hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. And you should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order it today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code CHARLIE to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751 or use discount code CHARLIE. Order online at balanceofnature.com, discount code CHARLIE, to get 35% off. So please check it out right now. That is balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751, promo code CHARLIE. Check it out.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk sees the cards.
Nicole Shanahan is soon going to be a household name. And RFK might as well have just selected Rachel Maddow. RFK is showing you the type of ticket he wants to present to the country. Radical. Fringe. Anti-police, anti-rule of law. That's actually very good news for those of us that want to see Donald Trump win in November.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970. The Answer.
Ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. It's a legal night, Radio Night Live. So glad to have you with us. Yeah, it's after 7 o'clock. Go ahead and pour yourself a Negroni. There's nothing wrong with that. We can have them on Thursday nights, too. What is your cocktail of choice, Mr. Ansari? I don't think we've ever talked libations on our show.
Yeah, a Negroni. And I do remember we once did, because you were educating me as to, I guess, a different mix ratio on a Negroni. Yeah,
the graduated Negroni. Yep.
Yes, there you go. But I love Negronis. I'm a big Negroni fan. But speaking of Campari, I'll sometimes take a Campari and soda when I just need a nice, refreshing drink. But I like scotch and bourbon. So, yeah. You know,
well,
but I am on a big health kick right now, Kevin.
Are you not imbibing at all currently?
I mean, I am, but like, you know, very, very, you know, rarely
on the
last few months. because I'm losing weight and I'm pumping iron and
you didn't
I'm
need to lose healthy. Weight, man. You're gonna make me look like an elephant if you lose any more weight. Stop that.
Yeah, I'm on a roll right now. So
all right,
yeah.
Well, I just had one of our very good friends. In fact, she was on the Wellness Night a week ago. Jane Ann Benaira, fitness instructor. She stopped drinking altogether, and she lost weight. She has more energy. She is like, you see that happen, and there's something that in the back of your mind goes, huh, I wonder if I'd have those same benefits. So we'll see.
Well, I'm speaking personally, Kevin, before we go on to the, you know, the meaty legal topics. Speaking personally, it's, you know, once you start in the routine and I'm losing weight and I'm like right after the show, I'm going to go boxing or to a boxing class. I got a personal trainer and you start feeling so clean and efficient, like you're on high octane gas that, you know, you don't want to cloud that sort of that
space.
Focus,
I get it.
You know,
I get it.
So.
No, that's a good word. And I was encouraged when she said the same thing. All right. So last week, we kicked off the show and spent about half the show talking about the squatters phenomenon that's going on in the New York tri-state area. And I just went through during the commercial break. I went through all the news headlines on most of the major news sites, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. There's another six or seven stories since we spoke last Thursday night about how bad this situation is. And it's to the point where landlords are now, or property owners, I don't even know if they're landlords, they may be the outright owners of the property, not leasing them to anybody. But you got pictures of women crawling in and out of windows on the side of buildings trying to get into these spaces, and the police still aren't doing anything about it.
I know, it's incredible. And I think this issue has really come to the forefront. We were talking about it on the last show, and then, you know, when we were talking pre-show, it's like a major story right now, and it's really shined a spotlight on this loophole, if you will, in the law, where a squatter has legal rights and a owner has to wrangle them into court and possibly go through a costly, time-intensive process just to get someone out who's illegally staying on their property. And then we were talking, Kevin, about that TikToker who was a migrant, basically giving, you know, tips. He's now in custody, and I think he's being investigated on firearms.
Cue the hallelujah chorus, man. I mean,
yeah,
thank God there is some level of justice.
Absolutely. But just think about what he's done. He's broadcast that out there on the airwaves that we have this loophole in the law. And I think these headlines that we see regarding squatters is going to continue now that the public has a focus on it. And now that those who are looking to squat, you know, light bulbs are going off in the criminal mind saying, really, I could do that?
I would just be terrified right now if I owned a home that, you know, was a distance away and I couldn't check on it like every day.
Right.
Because that would just scare me to death. And you said some things in the tips last week. If people are listening and they are victimized by this, they should contact your office and say, you know, what do I need to do to be prepared to fight this, right?
Yeah, no, we are more than equipped to guide you through the process if you find yourself in that situation or you're just looking for legal advice.
Have you had anybody apply for help so far on this? Because there's so many cases, I'm thinking somebody's got to be contacting lawyers now.
Yeah, not so much with a squatter issue, some similar issues with property owners and people maybe holdover tenants. So actually, a holdover tenant can be deemed a squatter if they're just, you know, refusing to vacate. Now they're squatting. So yes, Kevin, we have helped, but we haven't had one of those calls yet that I have, you know, so there's someone who's in a migrant who has invaded our home and they're refusing to leave.
Well, squatters come in all shapes and sizes, so that's the way that works. I genuinely hope that somebody will step forward and make a decision to take this on legally, change the law. That law is really bad, and you can tighten it up. You reported last week that there were some people putting forward language that would move the time frame from 30 days to 45 days. Is there any update on that piece of the legislation?
Yeah, it hasn't passed, but that bill will be presented, you know, part of the course in Albany, I believe. And I think there's a It's escaping me right now, but there's a representative from Long Island who is pushing for that. And I think if you get the publicity on this, and there is publicity about the issue, and there's common sense legislation that may not necessarily eradicate the problem, right? It's not saying that the law is off the books, but at least extend the time in which, you know, these rights
makes it harder for the rights to be applied.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, it's common sense legislation that really should be passed.
I don't understand legislators that see and hear and understand that these issues are really significant problems and then saying to people, well, we can't do anything about it. I mean, legislators, by definition, are the very people that can do something about it. And I've got a different example, and we'll shift gears here a little bit. But Carl Hastie, the speaker, this last week got petitioned to change the bail reform law. He's been petitioned many times, and to come with more common sense approaches to some of the stuff that's in the bail reform legislation as it is now. And you know what he said to the people that came? Go pound sand. I'm not in, like, he just like flat out said, we're just not interested in doing anything about it. And for people that are raising the, well, wait a minute, New York's a, you know, a hub of criminal activity now. The gangs from Venezuela that were, you know, threatening the people there, the government of Venezuela, which hates America, put all of them on rides north, and they've all, some of them have reconstituted their entire gang network in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin, bail reform, especially now that you see these certain evolving issues and crises that we're dealing with, just doesn't make sense.
Making everything worse. Yeah,
I speak about this a lot. You know, when we're talking about crime in the city, and when you look at bail reform, you are now seeing, you know, okay, you have progressives, you know, who are adamant that they are not going to support reforming the bail reform. But slowly, I believe, Kevin, ideally, I should say, common sense shall prevail. And you will see that this in practice was a complete failure, and you, and it has led over time to recidivism, to, you know, incentivizing criminality.
Yep.
In the sense that criminals don't have a deterrent, right? You know, if you think, if you're criminally minded and you're out there and you feel that you could commit a crime and you'll get arrested, you'll go before a judge and you'll be out before nightfall, right? It, you know, and back to do it again. And then you could keep doing it, keep doing it. And then you get slaps on the wrist. You're going to see crime just, there's no, you know, you have to have the choices and consequences aspect of things.
Yeah.
And if you look back at the history of penal law, criminal justice.
Hold that thought. Let's pick up on that on the other side, because you've got a lot more to say about this and we need to hear it. He's Imran. I'm Kevin. We're coming right back.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Attorneys defending Tennessee's sweeping abortion ban have alleged that doctors challenging the law do not want any oversight when deciding to terminate a pregnancy, and instead are improperly withholding care to women facing serious medical emergencies. The Tennessee Attorney General's office laid out its arguments Thursday while attempting to persuade a three-judge panel to dismiss a lawsuit seeking to clarify when abortion exceptions can be applied in the volunteer state. President Biden has told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers. Biden and Netanyahu spoke Thursday by phone days after Israeli airstrikes killed 7 food aid workers in Gaza. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 530 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join me on a cruise to Alaska over 4th of July. It will be an adventure of a lifetime. Book your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or online. Just go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
We are proud, proud to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready, we're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
War has played a key role in the history of the United States, from the nation's founding right down to the present. Wars made the United States independent, kept it together, increased its size, and established it as a global superpower. Hi, I'm James Early, host of the Key Battles of American History podcast. In each episode, I discuss American history through the lens of the most important battles of America's wars. To start listening now, go to ParthenonPodcast.com or search Key Battles of American History on your favorite podcasting platform.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough and Imran Ansari on Legal Night, and I'm struggling through the allergies to make it through today. Imran has all the energy, and you were giving us a history lesson about penal law and how, you know, what we could learn from that as to what we're dealing with right now in New York. But I don't think anybody is under any impression that we're in a good situation in terms of the criminal activity in New York these days.
No, not at all. And, you know, that's not because the NYPD aren't trying and doing their best in order to counter that crime. It's because you find those in law enforcement frustrated because they can't necessarily do their job effectively. And then when you find prosecutors and also many judges who would argue for bail, would set bail, but they can't because of the bail reform laws. And that has created an environment where I believe we see crime flourishing and thriving and crime, you know, being incentivized in terms of you could commit and you don't get thrown in jail. You don't get remanded. You don't get bail set. And I think we're losing the, you know, the focus and common sense point of criminal justice. And it's going to take, unfortunately, we already see the incidents going on. But really, we need to have some common sense back and realize that these reforms did not work.
Well, and as bad as the legislation is, you've got a couple of other things that are playing into the New York problem distinctively, and that is a prosecutor like D.A. Bragg, who is also picking and choosing what he's going to prosecute and what he's not going to prosecute. And when you have, you know, day one in office, he publishes a memo and says, okay, all of these offenses we're basically going to look the other way on or drastically lighten the seriousness of them, etc. And then there's this one last thing where of all of the crimes in New York that could be prosecuted, you have the attorney general go after a billionaire who's employed thousands of New Yorkers, you know, successfully and brought thousands of jobs. And what sucks up all the oxygen in the legal space in New York City for 2 years? Her personal vendetta against a guy running for president. Like, where do the people of just everyday New York, strap hanging, you know, commuters from the boroughs, where do they fit into this picture? No one's looking out for them. Everyone's focused on all the stuff that doesn't matter, or they're minimizing the stuff that should matter, and people are getting hurt in the process.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we see all these issues that really need addressing, and perhaps the focus is skewed when you see people afraid to go down to the subway, people who are, you know, trying to live their life in terms of commuting, getting to school, getting to work in a safe manner, and people are afraid. But it's really, you know, you got to think about what brought us here, right? We went through pandemic. Obviously, that caused a big disruption in the way things were being handled on a day-to-day basis. But rather than adapting to that in a sensical way, and looking at the laws that we have on the books and with a critical eye and saying, is this working or causing more of a problem? You know, we're not changing it. I know Hochul is trying to dial things back. There have been some reforms to the reform, but really what we need to do is be looking at this issue with some common sense.
But they were like the tiny little Band-Aid in the Band-Aid box of, you know, all the different sizes. They're the like the little tiny one that you put on the tip of your pinky finger. Like, it needs serious reform, not just skirting around the edges.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll keep our eye on that as we go forward. Real quickly before we take our next break, I am curious, is there any update on the P. Diddy situation?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people are focused on that news story, Kevin, because it's something that's coming to light after many years. And we're going after this is after the whole Me Too movement. And P. Diddy really didn't have any of these accusations.
How did this not surface during that time?
You know, it's interesting, you know, but the lawsuit, a civil lawsuit that was filed by his ex-girlfriend is really what started this. It got the feds interested in what was going on. It got Homeland Security interested in what was possibly going on. And then you have these raids by HSI, Homeland Security's federal agents, into P. Diddy's residences. And now all eyes are on whether you're going to hear the news that P. Diddy is arrested with these alleged sex trafficking charges, weapons, drugs, etc. He's really facing a lot of allegations out there. But an operation like that, in terms of getting a warrant, so a judge had to sign off on a warrant, that's because there is something at least which has the feds interested enough to take that action.
Yeah, we'll see where all that goes. Coming right back, he's Imran, I'm Kevin. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, this is John Leventhal. I am a partner in the law firm of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens. I have been a lawyer for 43 years, including 13 years as a trial judge and 13 years as an appellate judge. I have presided over almost every kind of civil and criminal case, and I have seen litigants facing almost every legal problem you can imagine. What is the most important thing for a litigant to do? It is to obtain the right lawyer, someone with the ability to navigate you through the court system and achieve the best possible outcome. At Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, that is what we offer. When I was on the bench, Idala, Bertuna & Kamens earned the reputation of being the boutique law firm that fights passionately for their clients in the most professional manner in both civil and criminal cases. I am proud to be a member of the Idala, Bertuna & Kamens law firm, where our lawyers will give you the powerful representation you all deserve.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants. Founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you worked so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to brosnanrisk.com. BROSNANRISK.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas explains what we're witnessing.
This prosecutor in New York City is trying to get Donald Trump to pay like $400 million.
Yeah.
And if he can't pay that in cash, they're going to like try to seize Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
This is what communists do, ladies and gentlemen. You don't like them, you find a crime, and then you seize their property.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruit and veggies in a capsule. They have an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They've had hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of fruits and veggies over the past 20 years, and you should check it all out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order it today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code CHARLIE to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. Or use discount code CHARLIE. Order online at balanceofnature.com, discount code CHARLIE, to get 35% off. So please check it out right now. That is balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751, promo code CHARLIE. Check it out.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough and Imran Ansari. It's Legal Night on AM 970, The Answer, on Radio Night Live. We're so glad to have you with us. Imran, I mentioned Letitia James in the last segment, and she is attached to another kind of big story that has gone down, and that is she went to speak at a firefighter's event where some of them were gathered not long ago, and when she did, she was met with chants of let's just call it disapproval. Some of them were saying Donald Trump's name. She didn't like that. Somehow this found its way into court. Upper fire department personnel scolded the underlings for being disrespectful. But now a judge has come out and said that it was actually racist for them to express their displeasure with her leadership. Imran, help us unpack all of this for us, because I don't know how all those dots even actually connect. They don't make sense to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure that makes sense to me either, Kevin. I mean, was it disrespectful? Should you just, you know, pipe down if a political figure, no matter if you disagree with them or not, in a work setting like that, you know, wait till it's done to voice out, or just be a little respectful. I don't know. That's maybe you could say yes to that, but I don't think it was racist. I think these individuals have strong opinions about certain actions that Letitia James took in terms of the prosecutions and cases against Donald Trump. And I think they were voicing that out. Maybe, you know, it was best left for a different forum or a different sort of setting, but I don't think it was racist. I just think it's indicative of the sort of polarized aspect that these cases have really had an effect on Americans. That's it.
Well, I think it's understandable if you've seen the coverage and you've seen the smirking and the laughing and the boasting that, you know, because during the trial, I don't know if you remember this, during the trial, she would go to the courtroom. She'd observe all the stuff. Then she'd go back to her office and she'd cut a video And I think it was on a daily basis, but it was in front of the attorney general's insignia, like it was on the state dime. And she's mocking the Trump defense case, you know, mocking his attorneys, mocking him, etc. I mean, yeah, if the fire department has a code of conduct that says you're not allowed to do this, they should be reprimanded to whatever the code of conduct calls for. But she's also kind of put herself out there as a target for some of this stuff based on her own behavior in terms of the kind of immaturity. That's the word I would use. Imran's not saying that. But based on the immaturity that seemed to be kind of showing up in her own behavior.
Yeah, well, Kevin, I mean, there's a massive amount of criticism and, you know, pointing to Tish James that these were very political prosecutions or cases, I should say. You know, you have to look at it and sort of the actions. And I have to say it does have the air of politics around it. So I don't think it's a and then you look at the way the Cuomo investigation was handled and you put into question whether, you know, this is a political office or move rather than just a prosecutorial as AG.
So here's a very interesting question. We've never explored it. But I think we can agree that judges who get elected sometimes have issues that kind of relate to getting elected as opposed to just judging the law, right?
Right.
So we were talking about Supreme Court justices and kind of how much they're revered and how important the position is. I know that we've chosen to elect judges in certain stations across the country and in different parts of our judiciary responsibilities. But how do you feel about judges being elected? They're not going to be elected. They're going to be elected by the populace, number one, that aren't necessarily skilled at the law. So how would the voting public be a good vetter for who should be a judge and who shouldn't be a judge? That's like one area that I've kind of let fall around in my head. But the other problem is what you mentioned, and that is that and kind of the same for AG and district attorneys. Like if you run for them and you get elected and you have an agenda, Letitia James is like the perfect nightmare for what I'm describing. She runs on the promise, I'm going to go get this guy. She's not enforcing all the other laws that are out there and people that are breaking them and stuff. She has a handful of, you know, high profile cases that she's really well known for. But most of them look, or many of them look, political in nature and kind of like agenda driven and kind of like she's got a point to prove with these people. And I think that the electoral process of the judiciary is a contaminating component, especially when you look at the federal level and how that judiciary sits in judgment of the legislative and the executive. And that's part of the balance of powers, but they are not elected. Those judges come through a different system than the ones at the local level. Am I totally like bonkers for even thinking this? Or is there merit to the idea that if you're an elected judge, you're going to judge things sometimes differently than maybe just purely what the law says?
Well, you have a point, Kevin. I'm trying to think, you know, how to answer this because it is such an ingrained part of our system here in the state courts, right?
Oh, huge.
In
New York. Yeah. And local, you know, especially.
Yeah. And, but it becomes an elected office, or it can be an elected office. It's political in the sense that you run with the support of your party, and typically, you do not get the support of the opposing party. When you are on the ballot, it's not just that you're running for a judge; it's aligned with a political party. So then,
and a whole bunch of candidates, yeah, and you may not even like them, but you're stuck with them.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's but we do have a process, though, Kevin. Speaking from, you know, the internal aspects of attorneys here in New York, and I've been on a few of these panels. We have attorneys vetting judges, right? We have judicial screening panels, and I've been on three of them, where you're literally it's like the tables are turned. It's sort of it's an interesting moment for especially a litigator who practices in court. You have the judges sort of before you and you're looking at their record and you're critiquing it and you're reaching out to attorneys who have been in front of them. You're talking to other judges, and then you basically give them a thumbs up or not as to whether you believe that they're fit for the bench. So there's a whole, there's this process internally where the attorneys here in New York are vetting judges, and you find yourself now in you know, this time the judge is before you in many ways.
Yeah. Well, that's encouraging. I did not know about that. So again, you have taught me, Professor Ansari, as you do each week. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's going to be time for Esquire Etiquette. Stay here.
This is Seth Leibson for townhall.com. It looks pretty clear that Israel Defense Forces killed several leading officials in the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps in Syria. One of them, the chief of operations in the region, was the Iranian liaison to the head of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, with whom he was in daily contact. The Biden administration sent a direct communication to Iran's leadership that the U.S. had nothing to do with this. The organizations which these Iranians in Syria led are, like Hezbollah, listed as terrorist entities by our own State Department, raising the question, why would we apologize and ensure our innocence for killing terrorists? This is a regime that opens its parliament shouting death to America. Iran's Hezbollah introduced itself to the world by murdering 241 Marines in 1983, and Iranian militias have killed thousands since then, including over 1,000 Americans. Israel should be praised if they did this, and America should not be engaging the anxious propitiation with Iran for it. These are men with whom we simply cannot share the earth. I'm Seth Leibson.
You know, the boys this summer are back at it, and Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey means it's time for their Grand Slam event. Our friend Alex Kinsella is a big baseball fan. He's celebrating the season with the best offers of the year, like zero down leases on all your favorite Toyota models, 1.99% APR financing for up to 72 months. At Route 22 Toyota, they're offering unbelievable lease deals starting at just $79 a month on some of your favorite Toyota models. Call them today, 973-705-8905, and have Alex's team show you how easy it is to get into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. Again, that's 973-705-8905. You speak with someone from Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model. And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal for 100% credit approval during their Grand Slam event from Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. Tell them Joe sent you.
Offers end April 30th, subject to primary lender approval. Leasing and financing on select new Toyota models through TFS. Not all buyers will qualify. Call or visit Route22Toyota.com for details.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970 The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, final few minutes of Legal Night with Imran Ansari and Kevin McCullough. He is the attorney. I just talk to them on TV sometimes, but I've never played one. Imran, what is tonight's Esquire Etiquette?
So tonight's Esquire Etiquette relates to a personal injury aspect. So there was a case that recently one of my associates received a call from a friend saying their mother had tripped and fallen on a sidewalk. And here in New York, you know, we often encounter, sidewalks which may not be in the best repair. And it's very important that if you find yourself injured by tripping on a sidewalk here in New York or anywhere you may find yourself and where you're listening to this show, that you call an attorney to preserve the evidence, because you may find yourself in a position where Whatever caused you to fall may be a transient nature. It could be, maybe it's cracked, but that were, or there was a rock or something, you know, a piece of loose sidewalk that was there that you fell off. And now you go back there and it may not be there a month later, right? It may be repaired even. Now you've lost that evidence that you could rely on at court. You also, if it's a city or state or municipal property sidewalk, you have to file what's called a notice of claim within 90 days, or you may be out of luck in terms of bringing a lawsuit. I'm thinking about this case, and they really came to us, and it ended up being a city sidewalk where we had to timely get in a notice before that time had run. We had to send someone out to take photographs of what caused this person to fall in order to preserve that. So my point is that if you find yourself and you may be injured and you find yourself tripping or falling and you're injured, you're in pain, you may not be thinking about the case at that point, but you may have a lawsuit and you may want to preserve that. So get someone to get out there, take photographs, and document what you fell on.
Yeah. Oh, that's isn't that called memorializing evidence when you...
Yes, memorializing, preserving evidence. It's very important, especially, and it's very easy now when we all have cameras.
We've all got little media companies in our pockets. We sometimes... Exactly. Place calls with them, but they're actually a little computer that we use all the time.
Right.
No, that's a good reminder. And if you're listening tonight, friends, ABK Law does do these civil litigations. And in fact, you're listening to Imran Ansari, who heads up the civil litigation for ABK. And if they wanted to be in touch with your firm specifically, Imran, where do they go?
Sure. You can call 212-486-0011 or go online to www.idalalaw.com.
Idalalaw.com or the phone number. Give it one more time, Imran.
212-486-0011.
There you go. And I know that they'll take really good care of you because, as I said at the beginning of the show tonight, Imran's one of the good guys, and he fights the good fight for people to get the good result. Imran, always a pleasure, man. We will talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Always great to be on with you.
You got it. Tomorrow night, we're talking baseball, the Mets and the Yankees' outlook for their season with a couple of, real pros. Join Christine Nicholas and myself and our special guests as we end the week with Radio Night Live. Should be a great show. We'll see you then.